You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them. We say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. One recurring theme in the letter of our Lord Jesus Christ to all the churches, or to the seven churches, is I know your works. I know your works. You know, sometimes one of the things that is discouraging, or that could be discouraging, is when you think or feel that someone does not know what you are going through, or God does not see what you are going through. It can be very discouraging when you think that way, because that's not actually true, but sometimes we think that way. You think, how can I be going through this? Where is the Lord? Where is the Lord God? Look at this church. Jesus said, I know your works and tribulation and poverty. Can you imagine? While they were going through poverty, Jesus was aware of it. While they were going through tribulation, Jesus was aware of it. What you are going through in that marriage, Jesus is aware. Did you know in the book of Malachi chapter 2, he said, I am a witness between you and the wife of your youth. What that means is that, see, all those things that is happening in the home, that if we see the two of you down and say, come and tell us what is going on, what is the problem, that you can't explain. God is saying, I am a witness. I see everything that you are going through. So, brethren, be comforted. God knows your works. That sacrifice you made, where you gave so much and literally made yourself poor through your giving, God knows about it. That patience you have exercised over the years, God knows about it. He knows about everything that you are going through. There is nothing that you are going through God does not know about. It is satanic thought that comes to suggest to you that look at what you are going through. Where is God? Where is God here? Look at what this church is going through, tribulations and poverty. Even though from the perspective of the Lord, they are not poor. But from a human perspective, they are poor. But Jesus sees them differently. Nonetheless, he sees them. He knows what they are going through. And he knows what you are also doing. Hallelujah. He sees what you are going through, and he knows your work. All your labor, all your sacrifice. When you kneel in your room and you pray for people and intercede for people, Jesus is seeing it. And every work will be rewarded. God is a faithful rewarder. God rewards faithfulness. He rewards everything that we do. So the fact that he appears as if God is silent is not to say that God is no longer there or he does not see you. You must understand how God works. God doesn't need to make noise. God doesn't need to say anything. He doesn't need to show up. It is you that must settle it by faith that the Father knows what I'm going through. The Father sees me. The Father knows my work. He says, see, I know your works. If I look at what he said further to them, he said, I know the blasphemy of them. We say they are Jews and are not. That means I know those people who are maltreating you. I know those people who are abusing you. I know the wrong this person has done to you. I know the wickedness this person has done to you. I know it. I see it. I understand it. What a comforting word that Jesus knows everything. He sees what I'm going through. When you just said something small and your spouse shouted at you and spoke wrong words at you, Jesus is saying, I know, I heard it. I'm there. I can see everything. Brethren, comfort your heart with this, knowing that Jesus Christ, he knows your works. He knows what you are also going through. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.